Now joined with head coach of the Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, a couple notes from the Silverbacks this week, mainly a big trade. Nathan Morin ends up going to Chilliwack. You guys bring in two players. What are you expecting from these two guys over the course of the next couple weeks?
Yeah, Morin came and wanted a different opportunity. So we were able to obviously make a deal with Chilliwack where we're familiar with Steele. We obviously tried to recruit him here before he had gone to Chilliwack. So he's a big, strong defenseman, can skate. We expect him to come in here and help our kind of D-core. I thought we needed to add a little bit of size and strength probably to that group back there. And then Leyland, he's obviously a guy that has been highly thought of. His brother played in PG. So hopefully maybe with a new opportunity we can kind of get his offensive game going whenever he is ready to play. So all in all, I think it should work out for both sides. So we're excited to bring those two guys here.
And the second big note of the week, Owen Desilet commits to Dartmouth College. What can you say about his play and the way that you've seen him develop over the last year and a half?
It's good. It's one of those things that we've kind of been on a bit of a roll here with guys getting the deals nice and early here. So I think the skating and the ability to transition the puck is definitely intriguing to the college level. I think that he's still working on the defensive side of things. So we got 6 more months here to make sure that he's ready to make that transition to college hockey and the defensive side of things, because when you go up there, those guys are going to want to trust you and make sure that you can take care of that end before anything else. So as long as he continues to work on those and develop those things, his skating and his transitional play will take care of itself at the next level.
Now taking a look at tonight's game, you guys coming off back-to-back wins in your third game of the homestand, also your second meeting of the season with Powell River. How'd you get ready for this week's game with the big week of transition in between?
Well, it's been an interesting week. We've had some sick bodies and some sick guys, so we've kind of been, and we had a power outage, obviously, midweek there too, so we've had an interesting week. I think the guys are ready to go. I think we've kind of got a little bit healthier here as the week's gone on and got some bodies back. So it's been an interesting week. So it'll be interesting to see how we respond to a little bit of adversity throughout the week. But I think our group's been pretty good at managing that here so far and during the year. And I look for them to do it again here tonight.
And my last question for you, obviously, with the injuries and sickness going around as well, 11 forwards and 7 defensemen tonight for you guys. How do the guys differ between that and a regular 12 and 6 lineup?
I think that's more of an issue for, I guess, the coaching staff. We got to make sure that guys get mixed in there. We're going to have to share the load on the right side there, probably double shift a guy a period type of deal to make sure that we're not running guys too thin on energy here. So but at the end of the day, it should be some more ice time for the forwards, and should be excited about the opportunity to get to play maybe a little bit more, some guys that maybe don't. So it should be good. It's just one of those things that we have to kind of get around. We're not going to be the only team in the league that gets sick and all that kind of stuff, so we need to be able to manage adversity as we go on throughout the year, and hopefully our group's good at that here today.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Powell River Kings, Brock Sawyer. Brock, your second meeting of the season now with the Salmon Arm Silverbacks. What did you learn from your first game of the season back at the BCHL Showcase in October?
Yeah, I learned we could play with them. Obviously, it was a tight checking game, low scoring. I thought it was one of our better defensive efforts on the season. We just couldn't manufacture a goal 5-on-5. So obviously, they're a good team. They're well coached. They're very well prepared. And they have some guys who can obviously make you pay when you give them too much time and space. So hopefully we can build, you know, continue to build off that and get better here day by day and have a good one tonight.
Game 4 of 5 of a road trip for you guys before you head home for 8-game homestand. How difficult, is it just transitioning between those two huge road trips and the home swings?
Yeah, it was a short week. Obviously, get home late Sunday night, early Monday morning, and take Monday off and get back to it Tuesday, Wednesday. And then yesterday was just a complete travel day. So, I don't know, you kind of just take it all in stride and, you know, take advantage of the day that is present. And, you know, you don't get too far ahead of yourselves and look to the homestand. You just focus on the task at hand here. And obviously, you know, we need to start scratching and clawing and coming up with some much needed points here. So, you know, we have to find another step in our game and put our big boy pants on to compete at this level every night.
Obviously, speaking of traveling, it's your first visit in Salmon Arm since pre-COVID. How nice is it at least just to go into the interior division arenas and play that style of hockey as well?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, the cold weather, the snow, it kind of reminds me of home as a kid. But no, I mean, it's different. It's nice to get back in other buildings and see different teams that you haven't played. And, you know, talking with our GM on the write-up, he was mentioning, like, you know, are you a fan of going into every building? And I am. And, you know, it allows every opponent to come into us and all our fans to see that as well, as opposed to every other year. So it's just nice to get on the road. Nice to be back up here. Obviously, the winter air, it's a little bit different. Some guys are a little cold, but I enjoy it.
A huge part of success for you guys this season has been your shorthanded unit, third in the BCHL right now. What would you attribute the success to that early on in the BCHL season?
I mean, it definitely goes, to our guys who go out and do the job. They up their intensity. They try to outwork the power play, and they're good at what they do. So they have a mindset to go out and outwork, that power play unit and make sure they're blocking shots, they're getting clears when they have chances, and they're not allowing passes through the middle of the ice. So hopefully those guys can kind of spearhead it and we can play better 5-on-5.
And my last question for you, already passing the quarterway mark of the BCHL season, just flying by, what are you hoping to take away from the first quarter and maybe work on heading into the second quarter of the season now?
Yeah, obviously not the start, our franchise was looking for, but you just look to develop your players and continue to stay the course and push to get better. I mean, I think, we've made a few changes here over the last 2 weeks, and hopefully that works in our favor, but we need to be competitive and we need to make sure we come out and we play hard. So we can't take shifts off or nights off. We're not that skilled of a team. As harsh as that may sound, you have to grind it out in this league to earn points. It's a hard league to win in, and you have to earn the respect of your opponent, and that comes through hard work.
Appreciate your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.